The Donald hosted a dinner for a group of prominent evangelicals at the White House the other day and warned that if they don't get out and vote for Republicans, there will be blood, there will be violence, there will be a return to the dark ages of integration. Dark times indeed. The good and righteous reverend of one of the largest Southern Baptist megachurches in the country, Bob Jeffress, when interviewed and asked how a good Christian could vote for Trump, a philanderer, a serial liar, a bully president, answered first that Trump was more moral than Hillary Clinton, and second, he was, like all of us, a sinner. And if we're all sinners, where's the moral line? I'm glad I'm not a member of this guy's flock. If everyone is equally a sinner, except, of course, Hillary Clinton, who was a huge sinner, how do we judge the differences between, say, a serial killer and a shoplifter? Forgiveness, no doubt. Repentance and forgiveness. Not that that Donald is repentant or asking Reverend Jeffress for forgiveness, much less the Lord God Almighty. Now, I'm all for forgiveness. Say you're sorry and apologize for those murders. It's okay from now on. But golly gee, don't ask me to vote for you as president. Not when you keep doing all the things you say you didn't do and refuse to stop, much less apologize for. And Reverend, one more thing. Some of us aren't serial transgressors. Some of us are pretty decent human beings. Some of us don't quite fit the category of sinner. Not that I would be the right one to cast the first stone. I guess what the evangelicals really believe is the end justifies the means. And if Donald J. Trump is the vehicle to put the Christian God back in the courthouse and our schoolrooms, well, sir, he must be an instrument of the Lord who, as we have too often been told, works in mysterious ways. The path of righteousness for these folks is a 10-lane interstate if you want prayer back in our courthouses and the Ten Commandments in stone out front at the entrance. And don't forget the nativity scene at Christmas. This is what the Lord wants. He wants a state religion, not the perversion of a polytheologic universe where we have the right to believe what we want without persecution. Christian Taliban think it's otherwise, and now they have their crusader in the White House. Fine. We'll weigh in on that next election. In the meantime, don't hand me that nonsense about all of us being sinners. Hypocrisy may not be a sin, but it doesn't feel compatible with what we used to call truth.